Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Tonight, we're going to look ahead to the upcoming MISL season. We're going to be joined in just a moment by the last year's MVP of the league, the great former Rhino and current member of the Lancers, Doug Miller. We'll also be joined by the senior director of the league, Chris Economides. We'll talk about what's coming up in the league this year, some changes with teams and fewer number of games. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, second half of the show, we're going to talk about World Cup qualifying, European and CONCACAF and South American qualifying group stages, and tomorrow some major, major matches. We'll be having, of course, Michael Lewis and Dick Howard, both the Lancers Wall of Famers. They'll be with us to talk about that. We're hoping to have with us Alex Loy, one of the members of the 2013 class. Unfortunately, Alex has been under weather, so he'll be with us next week. And coming up in a couple weeks, we'll be joined by Ed Morante, another one of our inductees. But let's bring in now a gentleman who was honored today by the Italian Civic League with the Lifetime Achievement Award, Joe Sirianni.
Yay! Andrew, thank you so much. And I'd like to thank all the people that came over there to support me, and you and your wife, of course. And it was a great affair. I'm very humbled to have received that award. I hope I'm deserving of it. And I was overcome with the emotion, and I was overcome by the support and all that had happened today. So I'm humbled.
Like, Joe got the biggest cheers of anybody, even more than Sheriff Maloney, who was a keynote speaker. I'm sorry?
He was good. Sheriff Maloney.
Yep, you're still on. We're having a little technical difficulties here with the headset. We have to change headsets, I think, Joe. Yep, your headset's not working, Joe. We'll go up to get the extra headset. So we're going to, let me just mention also, Joe, it's in the bag. It's all in the bag, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get the alternate headset for Joe. That's what happens when you go with the old school stuff. Sometimes it breaks down, but... But also congratulate Soccer Sam, Salvatore Fantuzzo. He was honored with the Outstanding Citizen Award. Of course, Sam, the owner of the Rochester Lancers, will be starting their third season in the MASL. Luis DeCarlos was the Past President Award. We also had the Italian American Sport Club was the place that was honored as the host of the event. So Fino Pavone, the Italian Civic League Award, went to him. And, of course, we had two great young gentlemen, both of which are going to college, one of which going to my alma mater. They received the scholarships. Carmelo
Calabichetta.
He's going to St. John Fisher, my alma mater, and he was a graduate of McQuaid. And right down the road also, Ian Schaefer, graduate of Brighton High School, going to Fordham University in New York City. So congratulations to them. It was a great event today. Had almost 500 people there at the Diplomat Party House. But I also want to say a big shout out to one Italian gentleman without whom we would not be doing this show. And his name is Guglielmi Marconi, the man who invented radio, or discovered that. Radio. Yeah. So thanks to him. Because he's not an Italian American, but you know, he's a great Italian.
But also, we have to give thanks to the guy that discovered America, you know.
That's right. We won't be here without him.
We won't be here without him. Colombo, Cristoforo Colombo.
Or Christopher Columbus, if you speak English.
Well, Cristoforo Colombo was his name.
That's right.
And you know, there's a thing about history, and there's a thing about who we really are. I mean, if you look at Cristoforo Colombo, he came and discovered America, and he opened a pathway for all us immigrants to be here, and you know, to the promised land, because this is the land that if you can work hard, you can succeed in anything.
That's right.
So I think that even though there are so many people that think that Cristoforo Colombo, they want to claim him, we know that he come from Venice. We know that he had borrowed a couple ships, three ships to come here. And but at the end of the day, he was an Italian guy.
That's right.
So no matter what, you know, he was an Italian guy.
That's right. So again, thank you for all everybody who came to the dinner today, and I wish a very happy Columbus Day to all of my paisans out there. My grandparents came through Ellis Island, and Joe comes out is a native Italian.
Yeah.
So, but gentlemen, speaking of working hard, someone who works hard every single day in all of his ventures, whether it be the Doug Miller Family Sports Park or the Rochester Lancers, or back in the day with the Rochester Rhinos, Doug Miller epitomizes hard work and dedication. We're happy to be joined by the MASL MVP, Doug Miller, right now. Doug's appearance brought to you by the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, 4618 Ridge Road West in Spencerport, also home of Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing. Yes, winter is just around the corner, so make your plans. I'm sure Doug's hoping for a big winter this year. Number to call is 352-5300 or go to DMFFF. Let's try again. DMFSP.com, Doug Miller Family Sports Park.com. Doug, thanks for being with us tonight. How are you doing?
Thanks, guys. It's going really well. Just got done cutting the lawn and getting ready for another day, you know, at Doug Miller Family Sports Park.
Doug, you know, you epitomize what we just talked about. The hard work and staying busy really pays off if you really put your head to it. And our compliments to you, because you really exemplify what we just been talking about, that you excel as a soccer player, you're excelling now as a business man, and certainly, you know, you got your work cut out, but at the end of the day, you're proving that putting your head where you believe is something that you succeed.
Well, I think that's what life is. Nothing comes easy, and if you want to be successful in any, you know, fashion in your life, you have to work hard, and it starts by getting up early in the morning and being thankful, and going and putting your, you know, feet to the pavement and working hard. And you know, I'm blessed that God has given me that ability, that work ethic, and a family who supports me as I do it.
I was going to say, Doug, you're also blessed with a nice family, nice kids, and you know, so my compliment to you.
Well, I married way above my head, and you know, God was looking out. He wanted me to be in Rochester, so he put a Rochester girl in front of me.
And, of course, the entire family is going to be at the Blue Cross Arena for many, many dates this season with the Rochester Lancers. So, Doug, how is the preparations going for the upcoming season?
Good. You know, I started six weeks ago with my personal trainer, Mike Barone, and I just finished up last week of my six-week regimen, and now I'm ready to, you know, start training for soccer and, you know, with the Lancers. I think this year is going to be an exciting year because we have, you know, some new guys coming in that are going to help us, and, you know, with Josh Reif coming in, who's won championships with Milwaukee, hopefully he comes and gets us all organized to, you know, for that home opener, especially against Baltimore.
Doug, I have to ask you this question. Sorry, I didn't interrupt you, but this is something I've been wanting to ask you since we announced Josh Reif. What is it going to be like for you as a 40-something to be a player on a team coached by a 30-something?
Well, you know, the greatest thing in the world, and I think that people forget, is Josh is my boss. And, you know, he deserves the respect that, whether he's 30 or 40 or 50, even if he's 10 years younger than me, and he'll get that from me. He'll use me as a sounding board, you know, for ideas and concepts, but, you know, he's my boss, and I go out there, and if my boss asks me to score goals, I score goals. If he asks me to defend, I defend. And I think if everybody had that mentality, we would be a much better, you know, organization, and more importantly, a much better society.
Well, Doug, just you know, because we're talking about age right now, and not in a demeaning way, of course, but your conditioning, you know, there's something that I really want you to elaborate on, because most of the people don't know that all the work that you do to stay fit. Tell us about a little bit about your what you do to stay fit.
Well, yeah, you know, I had 4 months off where I was just coaching, you know, I'm playing soccer every day. I'm around the ball every day. But I get up at 5:30 in the morning and I work out with my personal trainer. And after I get done with that, you know, I go to work and I work the rest of the day, whether it be we kind of make a joke, it's dome fit. You know, instead of CrossFit, it's dome fit, because we could be moving stuff, we could be cutting trees down, we could be landscaping, and we could be doing anything. But, you know, it's nothing that anybody can't do. It's just that they don't choose to do it. I choose to do it. I love the game of soccer. I'm passionate about it. I've meshed my two worlds together with my personal world, with my wife and my two daughters, and my professional career, where they're there at the games with me and enjoying it. So, you know, it's hard work, but, you know, if you want something that bad, you're willing to sacrifice those things for it.
Well, Doug, you know, they say that if your passion is something that you can do for a living, then you're doing pretty well. So I know that's something you're very passionate about, is this great sport that we all love. And you're obviously going to be doing that with the business at the Doug Miller Family Sports Park and with the Lancers. So Doug is also, by the way, if you don't know, a sponsor of our show, as you heard at the beginning. So, Doug, tell us a bit about what's happening at the sports park and what we can expect for the fall and the winter.
Well, we're in the midst of our younger teams at Doug Miller Soccer Training. Our older teams, who are going to be finishing up their high school season, will start in about a week and a half. And as we get into our seasons, we have tournaments coming up in the late fall and early December. And then as we move into December, you know, it becomes the golf. We're the only indoor driving range in Rochester. So for those golfers who want to continue to hit golf balls, you know, we're open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. And then the most important part of winter fun is the snow tubing. Hopefully, you know, this year we'll be blessed with a good winter. You know, I don't want a lot of snow, just some cold weather will make the snow, and people can come out, enjoy snow tubing, which is, you know, fun for the whole family.
Well, Doug, it's going to be a great winter, Joe. I know you're looking forward to the indoor season, too.
I mean, I can't wait for the first game. I actually can't wait for practice to start. We're starting a little later than we usually do, and so I'm chomping at the bit.
That's great, and I can't wait until the first game that we can come and cheer you guys up on the victory against Baltimore. What a team to beat. And what a team to measure up to. So I'm very, very confident that you as a player and perhaps, you know, the key to motivate the rest of the players there, and with Soccer Sam and all the other people that have committed their money and their efforts to, I hope that the people are going to come and support the team at Blue Cross Arena and go Lancers. That's all I got to say.
I have a really good feeling this year. Today's the 14th of October, and we haven't even started the season. We're 5 months away. But I believe we're going to win a championship this year. It's going to be a really exciting year. I think, you know, this is the year for Rochester soccer to catapult it back up to the top, and, you know, the Lancers are going to do that.
Okay, make a prediction. How many goals are you going to score?
20 games. I'm going to score 42 goals.
Very good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, Doug, we'll certainly be looking forward to seeing you in action. The first game, November 16th, against Baltimore at the Blue Cross Arena. So we'll be talking to you again soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Doug Miller here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll talk more about the MISL in just a moment as we bring in the senior director of the league, Chris Economides, former GM of the Rochester Rhinos, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale at the Rhinos office, 460 Oak Street, or by calling 454-KICK. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score big with Salem's! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting rlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with the Lifetime Achievement Award winner tonight, or today, that was given to him by the Italian Civic League here in Rochester at the 73rd Annual Columbus Day Luncheon to Andrew Cristoforo Colombo, the proper Italian name for him, Joe Siriani. And joining us right now is the Senior Director of the MISL, Chris Economides, our good friend of our show. And Chris's appearance brought to you by Allstate Insurance and local agent Enzo Scolo, who is the Master of Ceremony today at the Italian Civic League Luncheon. Now, call 244-2130 or go to scoloinsuranceagencies.com. That's S-C-O-L-L-O is how it's spelled. Chris, thanks for being with us tonight. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. I just want to just give Joe a well-deserved congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I didn't know about the award, but I mean, when you think about what Joe's meant to that community and what he's done, from his perspective, I can't think of a more deserving person.
Thank you so much. But you know what they said, once you get the Life Achievement Award, then you're over the hill. And I'm, I tried to keep myself young.
No, you're not getting older, my friend. You're getting better.
No. Thank you. Thank you very much, Chris.
Well, Chris, the MISL season is just around the corner, just a little over a month away, and I think there's a lot of excitement going on. So tell us what's going on with the league and the preparations for the start of this upcoming season.
Oh, we're really excited about it, Andrew. You know, we're expecting a great season. I think you'll see a much, much more balanced league this year. We've got seven franchises. You know, unfortunately, we lost a couple last year. One in Chicago that, you know, was a little bit of a, wasn't much of a surprise. You know, they struggled there. Another one in Wichita where I think we're going to go back into that market because they did a fantastic job there. The ownership group, they just had other personal interests, and that's why the franchise isn't there. But we've had a couple of really good markets in St. Louis with the return of the St. Louis Ambush, and they're off to a really good start. From a marketing and from a ticketing perspective, we expect to see really good things from that franchise. And then one closer to Rochester, the one in Reading there, a little bit of a late start there, but we're expecting, you know, them to be in the same breath as St. Louis. So we're really excited about the addition of those two franchises. And then we've got, you know, five key returning teams, obviously with the defending champion Baltimore, you know, the Milwaukee Wave, you know, been around for over 30 years now. And then obviously, you know, the other finalists last year, Missouri, the Comets, and then Rochester and Syracuse. I think, you know, the Lancers there with Sam and Rich running the show have done a tremendous, tremendous job. They're obviously a source of tremendous pride to me personally. And obviously, you know, Rochester being my hometown, you know, they've done a great job. They led the league in attendance last year. You know, and everything that Sam does, he does first class. You know, then you got Syracuse with Tommy Tanner. You know, Tommy and those guys, they always do a great job. You know, always a fun team to watch. I sort of liken them to, you know, the run and gun version of indoor soccer. So we're excited. You know, it's going to be a great year. On top of all of this, we've had a lot of interest from other potential expansion candidates with some real great ownership groups, you know, that are calling us now. So the, you know, the future is very, very bright for the league, and we can't wait to get the season started in just over a month now.
That's what I mentioned before. Joining me as a question, but I don't know if you knew, Chris, that Sam was also honored today by the Italian Civic League as with the Outstanding Citizen Award. And looking at his page here, it's like a resume of all the things that he's done. But he spent most of his time talking about the Lancers and the NASL Lancers, the original team, and how that brought he got the bug when he was a young man in 1970. And it just kept going on and on ever since. So Sam and Joe both being honored today, it's a great day for soccer in Rochester.
And we sit next to each other besides that.
You know, with all the weight that Sam's lost, I'm sure they didn't eat too much.
No, he hardly ate anything.
I don't know if it was nerves or if it was his new diet there, but again, well, I mean, when you think of, you know, some of the great ambassadors of the game, you know, Sam's just been tremendous. You know, I always used to be asked when I was in Rochester, you know, what's one of the biggest reasons for the success of the Rhinos? And I always used to say, if every city had a soccer Sam in it, you know, the sport would be much, much further ahead in this country. And again, I can't think of two more well-deserving award recipients than Sam and Joe.
Well, let me tell you one thing. Sam is certainly a marketing kind of a guy. I mean, he just he knows what to do. He knows how to sell his product. And he did a great job today, you know, to give a little bit of history how soccer came about in Rochester. And certainly it was very appropriate of him. And he did a great job to thank the pioneers of soccer, which were you know, Charlie Sean and Pedinolfo and all the, you know, and the other people that followed. Because, you know, soccer wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the people I'm talking about Rochester. The dream started in Italian America Sports Club, and then from there flourished, and now it's where we are today. So you know, you guys have followed the dream. I know that your interest in soccer was always in indoor soccer. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got involved in soccer in the beginning, and then you went from indoor to outdoor. Now you're back to indoor.
You know what, Joe? I mean, I'm essentially somebody that, you know, I follow the dream. You know, I mean, I used to be in the food service business back in Rochester, and, you know, soccer always, you know, burned a very, you know, a high passion for me in my heart, and, you know, I just followed the dream and was fortunate enough to be able to get involved in indoor soccer with the Kansas City Attack, you know, back in the early 90s. And, you know, it's funny how life works. You know, 25, 30 years later, I've come full circle. And now I'm back overseeing the league that I was a part of, back then. And, you know, it's great. I mean, when you look at indoor soccer, I think it's one of the greatest games on earth. You know, that's a bold statement. But you know what? It takes the intricacies and the skill level of outdoor soccer. It encompasses some of the things, you know, that the American public might want to see in high scoring and, you know, and a lot of goals. And I think it gives people the best of all worlds. It gives you the skill and the passion, you know, for the knowledgeable, you know, diehard soccer fan. And then it gives, you know, it's a great family, fun, affordable night out. And when you look at the MISL, you look with, you know, with Sam and the Lancers and, you know, the Baltimore Blast have been around for 30 years, and Milwaukee have done that. I'm just really excited for the season to get started.
Chris, one of the things that surprised me for this season is that the number of games has dropped from 26 from last year down to 20 for this year. Can you tell us why that happened?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very simple question. I mean, the owners, you know, they're the ones that pay the bills. They're the ones that, you know, that put their hard-earned money into this thing, and you know they're constantly evolving on trying to make the business model proper. And Sam, to his credit, has been one of the leaders, making some really good changes for the MISL, and helping to make those changes. And you know, quite honestly, Andrew, it's a business decision. You know, it's like any business. You know, when the income doesn't, you know, meet the expenses, it's a money losing proposition. So what we're trying to do with MISL now is to make the business model proper. And sometimes you got to take a step backwards and able to be able to take, you know, a couple of steps forwards. And so what the owners voted on this year was, you know what, we'd rather see, you know, 20 quality games. And if you look at our schedule this year, it's the majority, they're all on weekends. And so, you know, we're doing all Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, rather than trying to squeeze in, you know, an occasional Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday game. So it's all about, you know, the quality of level of play being higher and trying to maximize all the quality dates.
Certainly sounds like a good idea to me. I was concerned about that because, you know, usually less matches means less revenue coming in from a ticketing standpoint, but it sounds like this is a good move by the league to limit the number of games and concentrate on having the best quality on the field. And I always say, you know, sometimes you can play too many matches, and, you know, sure, teams in Europe always talk about that, they play too many matches, and it's definitely the quality on the field suffers because of that. So I think it's a good move, and I'm looking forward again to the start of the league. It's just around the corner, a month away, and starting off with the Baltimore Blast is going to be certainly a challenge for the Lancers, and I know it's going to be a great opening match. So hopefully the fans will come out to the arenas here in Rochester and all over the league and support this venture and continue to support indoor soccer.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess, I mean, we tried to give the Lancers a little bit easier opponent, but as fate would have it, you know, we gave them the Blast for the opener there. But hey. You know, you got to beat them sometime, and I know that. And I'll tell you one, I think Josh Reif is an excellent hire for the Lancers organization. I've known Josh throughout his indoor career. He's played indoor in Milwaukee and in other various cities, and I saw him play down here for a Tampa Bay franchise in USL Pro this past year. And you won't find a classier individual than Josh, and I think he's going to do a great job. You got a lot of knowledge. So, you know, I think the Lancers have a fine team this year. Be very well coached, and it should be an interesting season.
Well, Chris, thanks very much for being with us. It was short notice. We really appreciate you coming on, and we'll hopefully get to see you up here in Rochester for a few matches this season.
My pleasure, guys. As always, it's great to hear your voices, and always stay in touch. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks,
Chris. Chris Economides here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Next up, we'll switch to the world stage and talk about World Cup qualifying, and we'll be joined by 2013 Lancers Wall of Fame inductee Dick Howard and the International Soccer Report here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Proudly conservative. WYSL. Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester. Top-notch monogramming is...
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. 2014 Flash season tickets are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or online at WNYFlash.com. Don't miss out on all of the exciting NWSL action. Get your season tickets today. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team. Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Air International Report with Dick Howard, brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons in Pittsburgh, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com, and their Facebook page is facebook.com/topnotchmonogramming. Of course, the U.S. and Panama tomorrow, the final World Cup qualifying match for the U.S. Of course, they're already going to Brazil, but support your United States national team. Get your gear at Top Notch Monogramming. Of course, fall and winter sports, get your bags, your towels monogrammed, embroidered at Top Notch Monogramming. Tell them that you heard about the show on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Say hello to Tony and Michelle, and they'll give you a 10% discount on your order. So definitely check them out over in Pittsburgh. Dick, good evening. How's things up in Canada? And happy Thanksgiving.
Great, yes. A lovely day for Thanksgiving here in Toronto. And crunch time tomorrow, Andrew, isn't it, for World Cup qualifying. Some fascinating fixtures.
Boy, it certainly is. And Italy doesn't have to worry, Joe. They're well qualified.
Well, let me tell you one thing. Italy needs to worry because the way they played against Denmark was not really that great.
Well,
you know, they need to step up. They need to do something because they're going to be eliminated. They can go to Brazil, but they need to buy a ticket right back to Italy the way they're playing.
They'll be okay, Joe.
I think they'll be fine.
Everybody, you know, I happen to watch. I do watch La Domenica Sportiva, which is every Sunday night at 10 o'clock Rochester time, and it is amazing that all the journalists over there on the radio, they all believe that Italy is going to be okay, much just like you said, but They're missing something. I mean, if you look at the way they play, they seem like they play with no urgency. They don't run around. They just do this. They just do that. Where in Denmark, you know, they were super. First half, they really dominated Italy. The second half, you know, it was so-so. And then we scored a nice goal, I guess. But you know, on the 88th minute, I think it was. You know, so how did you see the game?
The challenge for the Azzurri, Joe, is bringing in the young players, because you've got some aging players, some key aging players, namely Buffon and Pirlo and company, and I think the key will be bringing in and assimilating younger players in the squad. But they're through, and that's the key thing, and now they can start building. There's a few teams that are still biting the nails because, as I say, by the end of the day tomorrow, we'll have a very good idea of who's qualified from Europe in particular, of course, and who's gone the qualifying route.
Right, and I have to give a little mea culpa because I actually made a mistake last week about how the second place is being determined, or the second place teams. See, last year there were 14 teams in Europe that were going through. This year there's only 13 because Brazil is hosting. So that means that one of the second place teams is not going to get into the playoff, which right now it looks like it could be the team out of Group B, because the four teams that are fighting for that second spot, Bulgaria, Denmark have 13, and Czech Republic and Armenia have 12 points, and they're behind the other second-place teams. So really, they're going to need some help. Either Denmark or Bulgaria will need some help if they're going to get through. Maybe even the Czech Republic. They play against Bulgaria on tomorrow. But Denmark, of course, has Malta. So you figure Denmark should get a result there. But still, that may not be enough.
It's going to be very close. And as you say, with the fact that Group I only contains five sides, the matches against the sixth-place teams in Groups A to H will not be considered when determining the sides contesting the playoffs. That's the key thing. But it's very complex, but there's going to be some really good matchups in the qualifying stage, of course, which goes later in the year, in November. But the Azzurri are through. Will England get through? Well, we'll have to wait and see. But certainly, when you see the games, and the one team that really impressed me, guys, I don't know if you saw the game with Belgium, Croatia, Lille, Diablo Rouge, the Red Devils, were superb, I thought.
Yeah, they've only had one draw out of nine matches. I mean, they're playing exceptionally well. They are very likely going to be one of the seeded teams. And thank you to ESPN FC. They have actually broken down which teams would get seeded based on the results that will happen tomorrow, because the rankings will come out on Thursday, and that will say who will be the seeds. Again, of course, depending if the teams actually make it, Uruguay is in the top eight, but they are not assured of getting into the World Cup. It's very likely they're going to have to qualify against Jordan, which they should get through, but you never know. But I'll tell you what, Dick, I would bet the farm. There's one match you want to bet on if you're in Las Vegas or somewhere else in the world. Chile and Ecuador is going to end in a draw, because that means both teams go to the World Cup. I think it's Austria and West Germany all over again.
Are you telling me there's going to be fixed?
Yes, I am. Because both teams would go to the World Cup if there's a draw. So I think that there's probably pretty likely that match will end in a draw. What do you think?
Well, we'll stay tuned. Certainly in the late stage of the game, if the game is tied at that time, I'm sure that there will be a very cautious approach by both teams. But as you say, we've had that happen in the past, and it's always very debatable. But the bottom line is, of course, that they just want to qualify. And if it means they just keep possession of the ball in their own half of the field and don't go forward, they get the result, that's great.
That's right, and Uruguay would still have to beat Argentina. Even though Uruguay is at home, it's a very daunting task to beat Argentina. Uruguay would have to do that in order to qualify automatically, but they are locked into the fifth spot right now. They would definitely have a playoff against Jordan. So that would be a very interesting, to say the least. But some of the other European groups, Group D with the Netherlands in control, but Turkey will host the Netherlands. Turkey's in second place right now. Romania is in third on goal difference. So Turkey would need a result, and Romania, they have a match against Estonia. So you would think Romania would get a result. So Turkey really needs, I think, to beat the Netherlands to be assured of going through.
And look at that, you know, the Netherlands result against Hungary. I thought it was a misprint.
8-1,
you know, at this level of the game with a team that's in contention, with quite a remarkable scoreline.
Absolutely. And the other big group, besides the, we mentioned England's group in a second, but Group E, Iceland, it has the destiny in their own hands. If they beat Norway in Norway, they will be in the playoff. If they do not, they could lose out to Slovenia, but Slovenia has to go to Switzerland. And the Swiss, if they win, they will probably be seeded, which is a major accomplishment for this Swiss team, because I don't think anyone, Dick, would have even considered Switzerland as a possible top seed in the World Cup.
No, they certainly in recent years had some excellent results. And the situation that I'm fascinated in is Iceland, because I think it would be tremendous if Iceland can get into the playoffs and then get through there, because they have never been to a World Cup final. And it would be tremendous for Icelandic football and all the Icelandic players that are playing, you know, a fair number of playing, of course, in the Premiership.
That's right, certainly do. And the other group, of course, that's really up for grabs is Group H. You mentioned England. They have to beat Poland, but they really played well against Montenegro. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Wayne Rooney, obviously, because he plays for Manchester United, but you got to give him a lot of credit coming through and scoring a key goals. And boy, the second half, they really took control of that match. But Poland will be a tough out for England, and Ukraine has San Marino, so really England must beat Poland, or else they will be playing. They will be in the qualifying playoff in second place.
And everybody talks about that remarkable game 40 years ago when a 1-1 tie put Poland into the World Cup in 1974, and England were out. And a remarkable game because of the goalkeeping, Jan Tomaszewski. Poland were outshot 36-2. Tomaszewski was absolutely superb. He broke his wrist in the game but continued to play in the game. And I think it was probably the most remarkable display of goalkeeping ever seen at a Wembley Stadium. It was quite an unreal game, especially against one of the foremost coaches in England, Brian Clough, had called Tomaszewski a clown and that he shouldn't be playing in goal. He thankfully retracted that when they met each other a few years after this game. But it was a remarkable game. I remember watching it, and Tomaszewski was just absolutely superb. The only ball that beat him was one from the penalty spot.
But that sounds like the
I don't think Arthur Burdock will do it the same way tomorrow. I think England, the way it looked in with the display of young Townsend, Anders Townsend, was quite remarkable, wasn't it?
That's a great, great goal he scored. And Joe, as I say, Joe, that reminds me of the Lancers in Toronto. The Lancers outshot 37-1, but so won the game up in Toronto. You never know if you run into a hot goalie like a gentleman by the name of Charles Itanji for Cameroon. Boy, I saw the highlights of that match against Tunisia. What a performance. And he literally saved Cameroon in a 0-0 tie in Tunisia. He was unstoppable, unbeatable.
Yeah, he was. He's certainly having an outstanding season. And, of course, the return leg in Yaounde, you'd put your money on Cameroon coming through with that. But it just shows the importance, and Joe will attest to this, if you've got somebody between the posts who's in what we call the red zone, they are unbeatable. And I've had it on a few occasions, but I've seen some outstanding displays of goalkeeping at the top level, and a hot goalkeeper can certainly inspire a team.
Well, you know what I really remember from the old days to now, there are some goalkeepers that when they go on the field, they have presence. You know, they walk the walk, they look like goalkeeper. They have presence. They have dominance of the area, and you know, without any hesitance, I would say that there's a certain guy that we're talking to that had those qualities. I remember you as a goalkeeper. I remember how well you were prepared, how well you performed, and you know, now you see. You see some goalkeepers, they come, they do a lot of crazy things, you know, they might be good, but they don't have the presence to intimidate the opposition to say, hey, I'm good. You know, don't think you're going to score on me just by the presence. That's why you earn Mr. Zero.
Thanks, Joe. No, it'll be great to see the games and certainly in CONCACAF qualifying. But I'm still just so enthusiastic with that fantastic goal for Mexico. You know, what an incredible, if you ever see a golazo, that is a golazo, isn't it?
That was the overhead kick in the closing
seconds of the game. Fantastic.
Yes, the commentators, I was watching the game in Spanish because I got an HD in the Spanish side, and the announcers are going completely berserk. I mean, it was
absolutely
an incredible
berserk
goal. And that goal may put Mexico into the World Cup for Raul Jimenez, an unlikely source for a goal like that. But before we let you go, I want to mention Canada is in action tomorrow, playing at the home of Fulham Football Club, Craven Cottage, against Australia. So Joe certainly will have an interest in that match as well. And Australia certainly needs a result. They've been having some problems as of late, even though they are in the World Cup.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I thought it'd be a case of Holger Osiek coaching Australia against Canada, a team that he used to coach. But unfortunately, after 2-6-0 defeats, he's been relieved of his duties, and you know, he will not be coaching Australia, the Socceroos, against Canada at Fulham. So hopefully, it'll make it a little bit easier. But another good test. Canada, work in progress, of course.
Well, Dick, thank you very much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving, and we'll talk next week about what's going to happen and who's going to be seeded and what's going to happen with the World Cup draw coming up in December.
Exciting times ahead, guys. Great to chat to you again. Bye for now.
Bye-bye, Nick.
Thanks a lot, Dick. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, it's the U.S. Soccer Report. Lancers Wall of Famer Michael Lewis will join us here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
My telephone. I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me, and now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting MISL soccer this fall. The Lancers open the 2013 campaign at the Blue Cross Arena on Saturday, November 16th, against the defending MISL champion Baltimore Blast. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Get your 2013 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis, a member of the Lancers Wall of Fame, brought to you by Salen's premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Mike, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm very good, Andrew. How are you tonight?
Doing great. And I don't know if you know, say Joe was honored today by the Italian Civic League as the at the Lifetime Achievement Award, and certainly, you know, couldn't think of anyone more deserving.
Thank you.
Oh.
Did you go watch the Columbus Day Parade in New York?
Unfortunately, I could not. I had it on my TV part of the time. I had to work, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending which way you look at it. I think it's bringing me money. And congratulations, Joe. Well earned and deserved.
Thank you very much, Mike. Sam also got inducted.
I'm sorry?
Soccer Sam also got inducted as Outstanding Citizen of the Year.
No doubt another individual who that definitely deserves that honor as well. Good guy, good man.
Well, Dick mentioned in our previous segment about the un golazo scored by Raul Jimenez, which may have put Mexico into the World Cup. And, boy, what were your thoughts, Mike, on that match? Because I thought when Panama scored that it was going to end in a draw. I did not think Mexico could get a goal. It took an incredible individual effort to make it happen, and sometimes that's what you need in the sport, is somebody just to step up, and Jimenez did it.
And sometimes it's the player that is not necessarily a star or a superstar. Yes, Andrew, I was thinking the same thing. Here we go again, another draw at Azteca. The mystique, another part of the mystique gets thrown into the trash. And guess what? 5 minutes from time, they're saved. And we'll see what happens tomorrow night to see how important that goal really is. But not only is it a goal, it's, you know, a goal for the ages for Mexico. That's the type of goal people will talk about for many years, from the beauty of it and the fact that it just probably saved Mexico's hides. It's funny, in one of the Panamanian newspapers, they used a word, and I can't use it because it's a curse word, but it was a headline describing the Chilena goal, and I'll leave it at that. That's how upset they were about losing, one valuable point, and also having Mexico walk away with two extra points for a total of three. But we'll find out tomorrow night how important that goal truly is or was.
That's right. Well, Mexico has a daunting task to go to Costa Rica. That certainly will not be an easy match for them. But Panama has a difficult match as well. They host the United States. Panama has never beaten the United States, and they need to win that match in order to have any chance of qualifying for the World Cup. So certainly, Mike, the national team is going to be depleted slightly. Tim Howard is not with the team, neither is Landon Donovan. What do you think? Do you think Panama can pull off a victory here that would at least give them a shot at getting into that fourth spot and qualifying to play New Zealand in the playoff?
Quite frankly, I think they can. First of all, Brad Guzan, who's going to be replacing Tim Howard in goal, is, if Tim Howard wasn't around, he'd be a very good number one keeper for the U.S. What I'm concerned about from the U.S.'s standpoint is that it will not have the spine of its team. And I'm talking about Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey, and Michael Bradley, the field players. And as we saw on Friday night against a real, so-so Jamaican side, the team struggled for in the opening half. Yes, the team looked better in the second half. Graham Zuzi scored in front of his hometown crowd in Kansas City. But the U.S. is going to have to step it up several notches to do some damage in Panama, which will be playing for their lives down there. They're hungry. They've never reached the World Cup. This is their time to do it. If they can't do it now, I don't know when Panama will ever do it. This is their golden generation. I know you mentioned that Panama had never beaten the U.S. World Cup qualifying. I remember back to a game at the 2011 CONCACAF Gold Cup. Panama did beat the U.S. the first and only time a team defeated the Americans on U.S. soil in the first round of the Gold Cup. They won 2-1, and if they could conjure up their inner 2011 Gold Cup strength, maybe they could pull that off and get a victory again. It should be a fun battle to watch.
You know, Mike, I totally agree with you, because the first half, the United States really didn't look that great. In the second half, they had moments, and if it wasn't for the two goals that they scored, they had to do what they had to do. You know, the team, the other team was the better team.
The bottom line is, yes, what the U.S. did what they had to do. They put the ball away, and that's what it's all about in any sport. But the U.S. did not look impressive for the most part. And for the U.S.'s sake, you've got players who are on the bubble. There are not that many slots open for next year's World Cup team. But you know something? Players get injured. Players fall out of form. Players get suspended. All sorts of things. And what you want to do is make sure you stay on Jurgen Klinsmann's pecking order, and very high on the pecking order, because you just never know what he's going to look for. Come December, the first week of December, the World Cup draw, Klinsmann will have a better opportunity, a better idea on who he'll be picking maybe in that 20, 21, 22
Mike,
slot on
have,
the team.
We're going to have to end it there, Mike. We're running out of time. But thanks so much for all your insight, and we'll talk about the Red Bulls and the Cosmos next week.
No problem, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. I want to thank Mike, of course, and Dick Howard, Doug Miller, and Chris Economides for joining us tonight. And, of course, our esteemed host, Joe Sirianni. This has been Andrew Battisti, Bobby Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Say goodnight, Joe.
One love, Tim.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.